Good evening, Jerry. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thanks, Andrew. Nice meeting you.
You're involved in another program called the NASA Academy. What's that about?
Well, the NASA Academy was a concept I had, about 10 years ago. I decided we're going to have to... The people that came through my generation were the kind of young hotshots of the 60s, and we're going to have to find this next generation. So I started something called the NASA Academy, which is to develop the leadership of the future. The idea here was to find, I don't know, 20 or 30 a year and bring them into my center, into Goddard Space Flight Center, and give them a unique experience in how decisions are made and how leaders are made and how budgets are spent and how missions are planned, all those things that you don't learn in school. You learn a lot of physics and math and chemistry in school, but you don't learn some of the things that you have to do once you're in charge of things. And so these young folks, now there's 7 years worth of them, so there's about 150 of these. Some of them have become leaders already. They work in NASA, or they work in government, or they work even abroad, are the next level of people who are coming through the system. And they have formed their own alumni association. It's built up. It's spread to two other centers. Ames has their version of the same thing, and Dryden Space Flight Center has their version of it. So the NASA Academy is just another way of entering the world of education, Andy, which you yourself are so heavily involved with. And I particularly appreciate a teacher who takes an interest in this.
For an Australian student, perhaps a high school student or university student, what could they aspire to do in this sort of area?
Well, I think my academy is really aimed at the university level, but we do begin at the high school level, trying to engage students in education and knowledge. The first thing to do is understand how to use the web. That's obviously the common tool these days. That reduces the miles, the thousands of miles between Australia and the rest of the educated world. And the web has made enormous differences between what used to happen when you had to wait for journals to make the trip over here. Nowadays the web is instantaneous. Before I came to Australia, I contacted a few people, made dates, and giving talks in Sydney coming up next week, and it was wonderfully instantaneous. So I think the first thing you do is reduce the distances. So let's go back and talk a little bit about students and how they might approach getting into the space program. Australian students, main thing you do is get on the web, understand how the web works, make contacts between here and Europe or here in U.S. or here and anywheres, and make sure that you don't let the distances separate you. Time you can't do much about, but distances you can. You can be 12 hours away with anybody in the world, and you'd be surprised how active people are and anxious to help you answer questions and get access to things. So I'd say that's the first thing. The second thing you do is to plan your careers so that you can, through these contacts, either get educated or even make trips. I know it's not an inexpensive proposition, but I think an Australian who is really interested in the space program, who's able to get a chance to make a trip either to Europe or U.S., would be enormously well served by that. Plan it. Everybody would welcome you. It's amazing. You can walk into anybody's office. For example, my center, Goddard Space Flight Center, there isn't anybody whose office you couldn't walk into saying, "Hey, I'm a student. I'm from Australia. What do you do?" That's all you have to start with a question, and you'll get a barrage of answers of people who are anxious to tell you what they do. So shyness is not an Australian problem, but you'd be surprised how responsive everybody is.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Jerry.
Andrew, it's been great fun. I've enjoyed it. I hope to see the Great Barrier Reef now, and thanks for all you Australians for listening.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your time here in Australia.
Thank you.